Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Halle Berry was speaking at the Universal Conversation Summit with First Lady Dr. Jill Biden when she revealed Halle a painful intimacy experience with her boyfriend, Van Hunt, which led to Halle to believe that something was very wrong. Halle said it felt like razor blades were in her private area. That's what Halle said. She said she went to the doctor, and he said it was the worst case of herpes he had ever seen. However, Halle and her man Van tested, they both tested negative for herpes. Halle went on to say that her symptoms were later diagnosed as a transitional period of perimenopause. Then Halle said, quote, "My doctor had no knowledge and didn't prepare me. That's when I knew, oh my gosh, I've got to use my platform. I have to use all of who I am, and I have to start making a change and a difference for other women." Yeah.
Halle!
What is
this for, Tommy?
Tommy.
She doesn't have it, Tommy.
My baby.
Let him go through it. Let him have it.
She doesn't have it. She tested negative.
Halle!
Let him drink all of it. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Yes.
That's his crush. That's his all-time crush.
Oh, my baby. You know how people hear what they want to hear. She doesn't have it.
Did he hear that part that she tested negative for the virus?
Yes, Tommy. It's that. It's that. Yeah, she got it. Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Shut up. Shut up. Yes, Tommy. Yes.
Yes. Pull yourself together. We are on the air. What is the problem?
What? Why are you letting him go through this unnecessarily?
We got to check on
I know he loves Halle Berry, but
yes.
Yeah, well,
the test results were negative.
And now she's doing a good thing by helping other women.
Yeah.
Going I need to go see her.
You need to go see her?
No. Yeah, you do.
You need to go see her?
Yeah. I need to check on her.
You need to
yeah, you do.
This is so nice. Right.
You do. Yeah. Okay. Go on in there and tell her what you heard. That's what I Yes.
Keep real. Tommy, Steve, tell him.
Tell him damn thing.
It was a misdiagnosis, okay? Mm-mm. Nothing happened.
What doctor did that? Who did that?
Her doctor.
Who misdiagnosed?
Her doctor, who she said had no knowledge and didn't prepare her at all, okay? Yeah. So she probably changed doctors.
He fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you ain't never had no news when the doctor told you something you ain't want to hear? Hello.
Her doctor made a horrible mistake.
You ain't never had
Have the knowledge. Didn't know.
Oh, my
just because you're a doctor don't mean you know everything.
Everything.
Right. Trust me.
Yeah, but see,
she's
Tommy,
okay,
but then,
Tommy.
Tommy, yeah.
Okay.
See, Tommy, you went to the ultimate doctor and look at you now. See, you fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Hallie's fine. Yeah.
But you do need to go see Hallie, though.
And we love you, Hallie. We love
you.
Yes,
we do.
Thank you, Hallie. Thinking of other people during a time like this. You know, she wants to help other women and make a difference, make a change.
But you know what, though, on a serious note, the number one cause of death in this country is not cancer. It's not
immune diseases.
No, it's not auto crashes. It's not gun violence. Oh. The number one cause of death in this country is medical misinformation, misdiagnosis. Okay. That's the number one cause of deaths in this country.
Is it mentally?
I've been medically misdiagnosed before. You know, it wasn't real serious, but they gave me the wrong diagnosis.
Yeah.
And I mean, it messed me up.
Yeah.
Well, I could just tell it. I've been diagnosed with having diabetes before.
Oh, wow.
And then I went, what are you talking about? I feel fine. And then we went on there and retested, and they came back again. You have full-blown diabetes. Your A1C number is 6.9. I said, how can that be? A month ago, it was 5.2. How I get diabetes in a month? Mm-hmm. Then here come the lab. We apologize. We had contaminated tests.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Now, guess what? They done sent prescriptions up to the clinic to get me started right away. I got to have insulin. What? Misdiagnosis.
And
there's people with more serious issues than that.
Yeah.
That's why, listen to me, y'all. When you all get an opinion, go get another one.
Get a second opinion.
Get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm. Get a second one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty.
Perfect.
Tommy, you all right?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm going to go see
him. I know it was devastating.
I got a partner, had two knee operations. Come to find out, it was his hip.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, I had a partner that had two knee operations. Bad. Come to find out, it was his hip.
Oh. Yeah. Now that's bad.
There's nothing that's you can do right. about that.
That's bad. Bro.
That's horrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second opinion.
That is a lawsuit.
Yeah. All right. We're going to try and get to this other story. It's about Diddy. His lawyer says he was a victim of a witch hunt. Aaron Dyer released a statement that read in part, there was a gross overuse of military level force. The search warrants were executed in Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. This is an ongoing story, and we'll keep you abreast, of course. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about our favorite Easter childhood memories right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.